Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Lamed Zayin. We'll begin Perek Beis Shammai. The first Mishnah begins with the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. How many of the matnis dam are ma'akiv by korban chatos? As far as all other korbanos are concerned, everyone agrees that the din is called nisonim al mizbech achisoin shenosin b'matona achas kiper. Machlokes is by Achatos, Beis Shammai holds you need at least two matonis, and Beis Hillel holds that even one matona is enough. Now the Gemara begins by looking for a makor to this din, that Kol Nisonim al Mizbech Achitzin Shenosin b'matona Achas Kiper. And the Gemara quotes a braisa which makes a drosha from the pasuk V'dam Zvachecha Yishofich. Yishofich is mashma, even one matona. That's the makor that even one matona is enough to accomplish the kapara. Now, Tosis over here in the beginning of the Perek, Dibur Maslo Minayin, Tosis begins by saying that Lacher, the Gemara, is only looking for a Makar according to the Shita of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds it by Echatis, you need two Matonis. Here we're looking for a Makar that other Karbonis, even one Maton is enough. Hashenkin, if you hold like the Shita of Beis Hillel has a Joshua from a Pasuk that even by Echatos, one Maton is enough to accomplish Kapara, then surely from Chatos you can learn to other Karbonis. Other Karbonis would definitely be enough, one Matana for the Kapara. So the Gemara here does not have to look for a Makar according to the Shita of Beis Hillel. Tosis continues and he says, this is the Mashmais of the Gemara later on, on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara there asks that if you hold like one of the other Shitas HaTanoim, hold that you use the Pasuk of V'dam Zvachecha Yishofech to tell us different dinim, either the din of Ka Adamim to Unimat and Dam Liyasoid, or the din of Nitanim Bezrika Shinosim Beshvicha Yotza, or that the Pasuk of V'dam Zvachecha Yishofech is the Makar to tell us that Meiser and Pesach need Matan Dom on the Mizbeach. If you hold like one of the other Shitas HaTanoim that you do not learn from this Pasuk of V'dam Zvachecha Yishofech, that Matan Achas Kiper, so what is the Makar to the Din that by Shar Karbonis one Matan is enough b'diavad? The Gemara says they'll hold like the Shita of Beis Hillel, even a Karbon Chatos one Matan is enough, and Beis Hillel has a Makar for Karbon Chatos to tell us that Din, and from Chatos they'll learn to other Karbonis. Taisi says this would be Mashm that according to Beis Hillel, you do not need a separate pasuk of V'dam Zvachecha Yishofech to tell us the din b'shar Karbonis that Matana Achas Kiper. However, Tosis then continues, apparently he feels it's a doichik to say that this braisa is only going according to the Shita of Beis Shammai and not like Beis Hillel, and Tosis said that this braisa could really hold like Beis Hillel. And we do have a pasuk by Chatos telling us that Matana Achas Kiper, yet the Tana of this braisa holds you cannot learn from Chatos to Shar Karbonis, you still need a separate pasuk to tell us that by Shar Karbonis Matana Achas Kiper, and Tosis explains the Svara, why one would think that you cannot learn from Chatos to Shar Karbonis, since for Shar Karbonis the Pasuk says a Loshon of Soviv, that the Dam has to go all around the Mizbeach, the way you accomplish that Din of Soviv is by doing Shtayim Shem Arba, two Matanais on two opposite corners, which makes the Dam go on four sides of the Mizbeach, that's a Kim of Soviv. Soviv means the Dam got on all four sides. And since there is a Din of Soviv b'Shar Karbonis, one would think that you have to have two Matanais. One matana is not enough, you have to have shtayim shem arba. The Lashon of Tosis over here is, Midiksiv Saviv Hava Amina Shtayim Asoin Akosov Ki Matana Achas. One would think that the matanis of Shar Karbonis is all like one matana, which the Chayr Tosis means to say that the din matnas dam of Shar Karbonis is to do matana in a way that the dam gets on all four sides of the Mizbeach. If you did only one matnas dam, even if that one matnas dam was Achas Shi Shtayim, it got on two of the sides, still, if it's not Saviv, it's not a kim of even one matana. In other words, it's not the pshat that the Torah was mechayiv four separate matanois, or shtayim shem arba. The Torah was mechayiv a matnas dam in a way that it gets all around the Mizbeach. If you don't have Saviv, then there is no matnas dam bechlal. Therefore, one would think that all of the matanois are ma'akiv, and you cannot learn from Chatos, but the Torah does not use that word of Saviv. The Chatos is the Torah is mechayiv four separate matanois, lechatchilo. Even if we have a pasuk that tells us b'diavad one matana is enough, we would still not know from there that by Shar Karbonis, where there's a din of Saviv, that lechatchil the dam should get on all four sides of the Mizbeach, perhaps you consider that one matnas dam to get on all four sides. If it doesn't get on all four sides, there was no matnas dam bechlal. And Taisa continues further and he says, Inami mishum detuva Saviv ksivi. The word Saviv is mentioned a number of times by different Karbonis. You consider that Shana lova kosev la'akiv. And the Torah repeats something that tells us that it's ma'akiv. And if you would not be able to learn from Chatos to Shar Karbonis, you need a separate drosha of V'dam Zvachecha Yishofich to tell us that b'Shar Karbonis one matana is enough. Now Tosis then continues and he brings another raya to this. that the drasha of Vidam's Vachech Yeshafich is going even according to Beis Hillel. For the Gemara Daf Lamed Chesam and Aleph, the Gemara there is bringing a drasha for the Shita of Hillel that by Chatas one matan is enough. From the pasuk of Vechiper, it says the word Vechiper 3 times, and the Gemara there explains the reason why you need the drasha is because on one hand we should be able to learn Chatas from Shark Abanis. Nemar Damim Lamato v'Nemar Damim Lamala. Ma matan damim hamurim lamato shenosin b'matan achas kiper av damim hamurim lamala shenosin b'matan achas kiper. Oy kolach l'derech zu, or perhaps you could say it differently, nemar damim b'fnim v'nemar damim b'chutz ma damim hamurim b'fnim chisar achas min matanis l'yosef l'yklum av damim hamurim b'chutz chisar achas min matanis l'yosef l'yklum. The Gemara says, we're not sure which way we should learn. Should we learn from Shark Abanis to Chatos? The same way Shark Abanis, the Gemara calls those Nisanim Lamato, then is that Matana Achas Kiper, so too Chatos, Matana Achas Kiper. Or perhaps we should say that we should learn from Chatois Apnimiyos to Chatois Achitenyos, the same way Chatos Bifnim, the din is that all Matanis are Ma'akiv, so too Chatois Achitenyos, all Matanis are Ma'akiv. Since we're not sure which way to learn, we have a drosha from Vechiper to tell us that only one Matan is Ma'akiv by Chatois Achitenyos. Akopanon Taisus proves from that Gemara, whereas it's sad to say that we should learn from Shark Abanis to Chatos, just as by Shark Abanis, one Matana is Mechaper, so too by Chatos, there obviously we're going before we know the limit of a Chatos, and still the Gemara knows already that by Shark Abanis, Matana Achas Keeper. This Sechori would be a Raya, that the Joshua of Adam Zulchach Yishafich is according to Beis Hillel as well, and that's how the Gemara knew by Shark Abanis and Matana Achas Keeper, and there was a tat to say that we should learn from Shark Abanis to a Chatos. If the whole Makar of according to Beis Hillel, that Matana Achas Keeper by Shark Abanis is from a Chatos, the Gemara over there in Daf Lamed Ches wouldn't make sense. They were going before we knew the Joshua of Achatos, and the Gemara decided to say we should learn from Shark Abanis to Achatos. Now Tosis is then Madcha this Raya, and this seems to be the Maskon of Tosis. Really, you could say, according to Beis Hillel, you do not need the Joshua of Vedam Zchachech Yishofich. But not the Pshat, because we'll learn from Chatos to Shark Abanis. That you see from the Gemara Daf Lamed Ches, even before you know by Chatos the Matanachas Keeper, we know already the Shark Abanis Matanachas Keeper. The Pshat would be that according to Beis Hillel, since there is no Shanel of a cost of La'akiv, this is going out like Taisus had said previously, that the word Sov is mentioned numerous times. Perhaps Taisus over here is going that that's not considered Shanel of a cost of La'akiv, because it's written different times by different Karbonis. But Akopanim Taisus over here is saying, there is no Shanel of a cost of La'akiv, but Shara Karbonis to tell us that all of the Matanis are Ma'akiv. So you don't need a Drasha, you don't need to learn from Chatos, the Matana Achas Keeper. Taisus explains that one Matana you do need, that's like the Gemara says later on, Kapara b'chdi lo yashkechon, at least one matan you do need minimally. More than that, we don't have any makar to tell us that it's ma'akev. That's the pshat in the Gemara in Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, which assumes b'shar kabonis, and then is the matan achas keeper. It's without any limud, rather, it's because there is no shana lava kosa of la'akev. And from there, the Gemara thought we could learn to chatas as well. The Gemara does need a pasuk for chatas, as the Gemara explains, because it would be sad to learn from chatoyos apnimis to chatoyos achitzenis. The drasha over here, the one which brings the pasuk of Vedam Zuchecha Yishofich, is only going to Beis Shammai, Taisus explains. Beis Shammai learns from the psukim that by Chatos to Matanis from Ma'akev, it would have been sad to say that we could learn from Chatois to Shark Abanis. That's why the one needs the drasha of Vedam Zuchecha Yishofich. In other words, the Kuliyama, everyone would agree that by Shark Abanis, if there is no pasuk, the assumption would be, since there is no Shanel of a cost of La'akev, one Matana would be enough. According to Beis Shammai, once we have a pasuk by Chatos telling us that two matanis are ma'akev, then really you need a pasuk to tell us that by Shark Abanis one is enough. According to Beis Hillel, that even by Chatois one matan is enough, you do not need any drasha to tell us that by Shark Abanis one matan is enough. That's like we assumed all along, there is no shanel of a kos of la'akev, therefore only one matana would be ma'akev. Now, Maisa, we should stress that according to the maskana of Taisis, it would seem that it remains difficult, le maskana se Gemara, when the Gemara asks, according to the Tanoim who use the pasuk of Vedam Zuchach Yishofich to tell us other dinim, they don't have the drasha which tells us Matana Achas Keeper. The Gemara says, how do they know the din that Matana Achas is Keeper? The Gemara says, they hold like Beis Hillel and they learn Shark Abanis from Achatas. That doesn't seem to fit with what Taisus is saying over here, that according to Beis Hillel, you don't need a drasha for Shark Abanis since there's no Shanel of a cost of La'akiv. The Gemara over here on Beis seems to clearly be saying that even if you hold like Beis Hillel, you would either need the drasha of Vedam Zuchach Yishofich, or you would need to learn from Chatos to Shark Abanis to tell us that Matan Achas Keeper. Now, in this Gemara, which Taisus quotes on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that perhaps you could learn Chatos from Shark Abanis according to Beis Hillel, And the Gemara says, on the other hand, we should learn Chatois HaChitanyis from Chatois HaPnimiyis. Rakapan Rashi over there, and Dibar Maschal Nemu Domim Lamata, Rashi clearly says, when the Gemara is explaining over there, to learn Chatos from Sharkabonis, Rashi says, Sharkabonis, we know that the din is Matanachas Keeper, Rashi quotes the Drasha of Adam Tzachachachi Yishofich. Rashi does not say like Taisus, that the Gemara over there means to say that by Sharkabonis, we know the Matanachas Keeper, because there is no Shana Lavakos of La'akiv. That's what Taisus by us learned Lamaskano, the Gemara over there means without any Drasha. Rashi clearly says not like this, and Rikpeger over there in the Goyin Ashas points out that Rashi is not like the Maskana of Taisus. Rashi seems to be mavur that even according to Beis Hillel, you need a Drasha of Vedam Zulchecha Yishafich Bashar Karbonis. And from there, the Gemara thought you could have learned from Shar Karbonis to Chatos. The Gemara says that the Maisa you cannot learn, therefore you need a separate Pasuk by Chatos, but Hakoponim, Rashi is mavur that the Makar Lamaisa according to Beis Hillel for Shar Karbonis is from the Pasuk of Vedam Zulchecha Yishafich. So the Maisa we have Machaikas between Rashi and the Maskana of Taisus. According to the Shita of Beis Hillel, B'shar Kabanis, that which the din is the Matan Achas Keeper, what is the Makar to this din? According to Rashi, it's learned from the Pasuk of V'dam Zuchachecha Yishofech. According to Taisus, you don't need any Pasuk, since there is no Shana Levakos of La'akev. Now it would seem, as we'll see, that this Machaikis between Rashi and Taisus, what is the Makar according to Beis Hillel, to the din of Matan Achas Keeper, would bring to a fundamental difference in how the din works, that one Matan is enough to accomplish Kapara. This is based on the Yisoid from Rabbi Malin. This is in the Chedusha of Bar Yalev and Chelik Beis at Simen Chav Gimel. He explains over there that the Yisoid HaDin of Matan Achas Keeper, which is learned from this Pasuk of Vedam Zvachach Yishofech, the Pshat is, he says, we're learning from the Pasuk not simply that even though the Chatchila you need to have four Matanis, but the other one Matana is enough. It's not the Pshat that from those same four Matanis which one was supposed to do the Chatchila, one out of the four was Ma'akiv. Where the Pshat is that we're learning from a Pasuk that there's a different Mahalach to accomplish Kapara. The Chatchila one is supposed to do it, i.e. the four Matanis which the Torah describes, but the other, any dam which gets on the Mizbeach, also accomplishes Kapara. Reb Leib proves this, and now which the din is that the Chatchila, Ashlamim and Oilon and Osham, they're supposed to have Ashlaim Shem Arba, you zerik the dam on the corner, two opposite corners, by spritzing the dam on the corner that goes on two of the sides of the Mizbeach. And we know that the din is that Matana Achas Keeper does not necessarily have to be on the corner. So we see from here that it's not the pshat that you're doing one of the matanis that was supposed to have been done l'chatchila. And we make a drasha from the pasuk that one of those matanis is kosher b'diyeved even without the rest of them, because here you didn't do any of them the way that was supposed to have been done l'chatchila. You poured the dam on the side of the mizbeach, not near any corners. B'cha was not the zrika which the Torah described, and still learning from the pasuk of v'dam zvachach yishofich that's kosher b'diyeved. The pshat is because this is a different mahalach. A mahalach where you didn't do any of the matanis which was supposed to be done in the chatchilo, yet still the dam got on the mizbeach somehow, learning from the pasuk that that also accomplishes kapara b'diyeved. With this, Rabbi Leib explains the Gemara in the fifth parak, on Afnun Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara has its heart to say that from this drosha of Adam Zvachecha Yishofech, we learn not only is mechaber even without four matanis, even just one matana, but from the same drosha we should also learn that even if it's not in the right mokim, in the wrong place also the dam would be mechaber. Rav Leib explains because the Yisayit HaDin that we learn from this Pasuk is, even if you don't do the Matanis the way the Torah described to do them l'chatchila, still it's Mechaper. It's not the Pshat that one out of the four is Ma'akev B'diyeved. If that was the Pshat, that doing one out of the four Matanis which we are supposed to have done l'chatchila, one of those is Ma'akev, then why would you be able to learn from this same Drosha that even if the dam was placed in the wrong Makom also it would be Mechaper? Again, from here it would be a right that the Drosha we're learning is not the one out of those four which were supposed to have been on the Chatchil is Mechaper. We're learning a new Mahalach, that there's a second type of Matnas Dam, which is not supposed to have been on the Chatchil, but B'diavid it works. If Dam got on the Mezbech, even if it was only like day one Matano, and Mavdar has the tzad to say that from here also, even if it's not in the right Mokoim, from the Pasuk of V'dam Zuchach Yishafich, we know that it's also a means of accomplishing Kapara. Rav Leib explains this further, based on Yisoid, which is Negei the Hemshech of the Gemara over here in Ersugyo. Further on, the Gemara brings that there is a Tana who learns from this Pasuk, V'dam Zulchecha Yishofech, he learns a different Drasha, Yinayin L'nisanem Bezrika Shunasem Beshvicha Yotza. From this Pasuk, we learn that even the Karbonis, which were supposed to have been done Bezrika, which Rashi explains, Zrika's Mashma Merichuk Mokaim, even if he did it Beshvicha, which Rashi explains, it means Oimer Itza Yosayit V'Shofech, standing next to Mizbeach, it's a different form of getting the Dam on the Mizbeach. We learn from this Drasha that it also works B'diyeved. And he quotes B'Shem the Brisker Rav, who brings from his father Rav Chaim, that Shvicha is always with just one Matana. we don't find the concept of chilik matanais when the matan zem is done b'shvicha. By zrika, we find that there's a din sometimes to have separate matanais. Hashenkin b'shvicha, shvicha is always with one matana. Therefore, Rabbi Chaim said that if you hold like the shitais, that nitanim b'zrika shenosim b'shvicha yotza, if one does shvicha sadam instead of zrika sadam, even by karbonis, which the chatchili was supposed to have four matanais dam, oila shlam moshem, they were supposed to have shnayim shem arba, if you hold like the shitais, that by doing shvicha also he's yotza, but there is no din l'chatchila to continue and do more matanais. If he does one zrika, the Torah is mechayev to continue and do more zrikais. If he does shvicha, and he's read yotze his kapara al yedei the shvicha, there is no din to continue and do more because there is no concept of chilek matanais, of doing more than one matana when it's done b'shvicha. As the Yisrael of Reb Chaim, we'll talk about this more later on in this year. Rakapon, based on this, Reb Leib explains that if you hold that from this pasuk we learn the din of matana achas kiper, the way we're learning that is, since the Torah used the lashon of shvicha, and shvicha is a concept where we find only one matano, whenever a carbon needs shvicha, it's done like the one matano. But using the lashon of shvicha, that's basically how the Torah is telling us that there's a mahalach of kapara, which is enough just one matano. But Dan Zvachach Yishafich says, even a carbon which the chatchila needs four matanos, if you do al derech shvicha, meaning you only do one matano, that also is mechaper. If this is the pshat and the limud from the pasuk, and the way the Lomdus works is, Reb Leib explains, it's not that the Torah is telling us that one of the four matanis which he was supposed to do, only one of them is makiv and not the rest of them. Rather, the Torah is telling us that every carbon, even the ones that lichatchila need four matanis, there's an alternative mahalach which works with the Yevid to accomplish kapara. If you do teir al-derech, you do karbonis which requires shvicha, you go with the mahalach of just one matana. That's the second option which with the Yevid accomplishes kapara. Rakapanam, to get back to the machoikas Rashi and Tosfos, this is side of Reb Leib, that the Matana Achas Kiper from Vadam Zuchachi Yishofich is a new din, it's a new Mahalach of Kapara. It would be telling the Machaikis Rashi and Taisvis whether this Yisayt is true only with Aspe Shammai or even with Aspe Hillel. According to Rashi, it would be equally true according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, because even according to Beis Hillel, we use the Josh of Vadam Zuchachi Yishofich. Mashenkin, according to the Maskana of Taisvis, that with Aspe Hillel, you don't use the Josh of Vadam Zuchachi Yishofich. Since there is no Shana of a cost of Akiv, we know already that only one Matana is necessarily Kuvo. If so, that one Matana would not be a new Geder, it would be one out of the four Matanas which the Torah was Mechayev L'chatchila. Even though the other ones are not Makiv B'dievid, but Hakapana, one of them would be Makiv B'dievid. Hashenkin, if you all like Beis Shammai, the Dashans from Vedam Zuchach Yishofich, that there's a new Mahalach of Kapara, it would not be the same as one of the four Matanas which he was supposed to do L'chatchila. The Torah would be telling us that even if you don't do one of those four, there's another mahalach to accomplish kapara, the din of matana achas kiper. However, it would come out, and this seems to be ha'ara, the way Reb Leib explains, that if the din of matana achas kiper was not a new din, it's just telling us that one of the four matanis which he was supposed to do l'chatchila, one of them is makiv b'diyevid, then the din should be that it would have to be dafka in the same mokim where the matanis was supposed to have been done l'chatchila, on the corners of the mizbeach. If it was somewhere on the side of the mizbeach, but not on the corner, then the chayr, even b'diyevid, it should not be mechaber. And the Pashtus is not like this. We don't find such a din. We don't find the Mishnah differentiating where the dam reached. The Pashtus would be that if the dam got anywhere on the Mizbeach, it would be Mechaper. The Kashya would be, according to Tosfos, B'das Beis Hillel, he does not make this drasha of Adam Zvachach Yishofich. The ouch, one Matana is enough is because you don't have Shana Lava Kosov La'akiv. You should still need that one of the Matanais, which was supposed to have been done in the Chatchilo, at least one of them was done properly. If not, it should be makiv b'dievid. So how would we know that even if the matana was not done on the corner, it was done somewhere else along the side of the mizbeach, that even that type of zrika would also be mechaper? So to answer this kashya on Tosfos, perhaps we could suggest that Tosfos over here in the end of the deeper maslo, he says, even though we're saying b'das beis hillel that since there's no shana of a kosov of the akiv, you don't need any drasha to tell us that more than one is not necessary to accomplish the kapara. Still, Tosfos says we don't say that without any matanis also there's a kapara. Tosfos says, as the Gemara tells us later on, kapara b'chdi lo yashkechon, there cannot be a kapara without any matan dam on the mizbeach. If so, this would be the answer to the question. Be'etzem, really, there's no shana of a kosov la'akev to tell us any of the matanis which the Torah describes, the shtayim sheim arba, that they're ma'akev. The ouch should need at least some dam. That's because kapara b'chdi lo yashkechon, that would not be mechayev, that the dam has to be bedafka on the corner. There's no shana of a kosov la'akev to tell us that the dam has to be dafka on the corner. Without Shana Lava Kosov La'akiv, we do know that there has to be some dam which reaches the Mizbeach, but for that it will be enough if it reaches anywhere on the Mizbeach. So that will be the answer to this question. Even according to Tosfos, once we don't have Shana Levakos of Lakev, we understand that according to Beis Hillel, as long as the dam reached somewhere on the Mizbech, that's already enough to accomplish Kapara. Now we'll continue on, we'll discuss a little bit the inyan of Shvicha Shirayim. The Gemara at the top of Lama Zayin Amar Alef brings a brisa which says, Minayin lekol adomim shetu'unim matan dam liyisoid, tam lemer v'dam zvulchech yishofech. The brisa brings the mekor that all karbonis need Shvicha Shirayim to the yisoid of the Mizbech, is from this pasuk v'dam zvulchech yishofech. The Gemara is asking if this is needed for the din of Shvicha Shirayim, how can you learn the din of Matana Achas Kippur? And the Gemara says that the Tana of the Braisa would hold that the Makar of Shvicha Shirayim b'Shar Kabonis is from a different pasuk, like Rabbi says, "V'Anishar B'Dam Yimotzei." This is a pasuk which is written by Chatas Oif. The pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, which describes the avodas of Chatas Oif, the pasuk first says that you do Hazoas Adam, he's a midam Chatas Al Kiram Mizbeach. And the pasuk continues, "V'Hanishar B'Dam Yimotzei Yisaidim Mizbeach." The rest of the dam is pressed out against the side of the Mizbeach and it falls to the Yisaid. And Rabbi says, since the word Badam in this pasuk is extra, that's the makar to tell us that all karbonis need Shvicha Shirayim to the Yisayid of the Mizbeach. Firstly, we'll just point out that from Rabbi's drush over here, which is talking about the Chatas Oif, Rabbi says this is the makar that all karbonis need Shvicha Shirayim. The mashmois of this drush would be that the din mitzvah by Chatas Oif is begeder Shvicha Shirayim. We know that Oilas Oif also has mitzvah, however, Oilas Oif does not have Hazos Adam on the Mizbeach, all it has is mitzvah. Surely by an Oilas Oif, the mitzvah is the Ikur Matan Dam of the carbon. It definitely would not be considered Shvicha Shirayim. Shvicha Shirayim is a secondary form of putting dam on the Mizbeach. It's what you're supposed to do when there's dam left over after the Ikur Matan Damim. So by Oilas Oif, definitely the mitzvah is the Ikur Matan Damim, not the Shvicha Shirayim. And one could have perhaps understood that by Chatas Oif, there are two Ikur Matanis of dam. Both the Hazah and the mitzvah would be considered Ikur Matanis, not that the mitzvah would be considered Shvicha Shirayim. Here, however, would be mashma otherwise. Here is mashma that by Chatas Oif, the Hazah is the Ikur Matan Domim, and the mitzvah is begeder Shvicha Shirayim, and therefore we're able to learn from here, from Chatas Oif, from the extra word Bedam, which is said in the pasuk, which is talking about mitzvah, from here we can learn that other kabbonis require Shvicha Shirayim as well. Shvicha Shirayim b'shar kabbonis is definitely not part of the Ikur Matanis Sadam of the carbon, and if the whole makar of Shvicha Shirayim is from now, which it says the din of mitzvah by Chatas Oif, that would be mashma that mitzvah of Chatas Oif also is begeder Shvicha Shirayim, not like Oilas Oif, which as we said, Oilas Oif only has mitzvah. The mitzvah of Oilas Oif would be the Ikur Matanei Sadam in the carbon. The mitzvah of Chatas Oif would be begeder Shvicha Shirayim. Now, as far as the din of Shvicha Shirayim b'shar kabonis, so there's an important deek in Rashi over here. Rashi at the top of the Amud in Dibur Masla Minayin, he says, Minayin shekol adam shekol kabonis shetu'un matan dam yisoid, Im nishar min adam b'kli l'achar shazorek shtei matnoisov. If there's some dam left in the kli after the ikur matonis, the matonis of shtayim shem erba, we learn from the pasuk that dam you should be shefech liyaseid ha-mizbeach. That Rashi is going in the Tana of the Braisa, who learns the din of Shvicha Shirayim from the pasuk of v'dam zochech yishofech. Rashi behemshech as well, and Dibur Maschal limer al kol adomim. There Rashi is going in the shita of Rebbe, who has a different makar. He learned it from Chatas Oif, as we said. But there again, Rashi says, "Limud al kol adamim shenishar behem klum la'achar ikris v'kosan sheishafech hashar liyisoid." Again, Rashi is mevur that if there's any dam left, then the din is that dam should be nishbach to liyisoid of mizbeach. In both places, Rashi is mevur that there is no din lechatchila to leave over some of the dam, not to use it by the ikris v'kos and leave it over so that it be used for shvicha shirayim liyisoid of mizbeach. It's only if there is some dam left, then the din is that yoshefech liyisoid of mizbeach. Now this inyan is discussed in Tosfos later on in the fifth parak, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis and Dibur Maschal Ha'ilo. Tosfos over there asks Akasha, the Mishnayos in the fifth parak go through the different procedures of each carbon, and the Mishnayos which talk about Chatois mention Shiri Adam Ha'yishayfich Liyaseid HaMizbeach. El Chatois, the Mishnah says the din of Shvicha Shirayim. By Ha'ilo and other carbonis, however, the Mishnah omits the din of Shvicha Shirayim, and Tosfos asks, since we know that there is din Shvicha Shirayim by all karbonis, as we see in Er Sugyo, why is it not mentioned in the Mishnah? And Tosfos brings B'Shem HaRav Moshe Mipuntaizo, who says a pshat, he says that since by Oilo, the way the Matnis Dam are done is with the Zrika from the Kli, Zimin Deles V'Shirayim. Sometimes he could spritz the dam from the Kli, and all of the dam will get spritzed out, and there'll be nothing left in the Kli to be used for Shvicha Shirayim. As opposed to Chatas, which is done with a Tfilas Etzba, he dips his finger into the kli and he puts it on the mizbeach from his finger, chatas will always have shirayim. Therefore, the Mishnais, which talk about chatas, mention shvicha shirayim. Ashenki and the Mishnais, which talk about other karbanis, which may not necessarily have shvicha shirayim, the Mishnah does not mention it. Taisus then argues on this from Moshe Miput Haiza, and he says that no, surely the din is, since there is a mitzvah by all karbanis to do the shvicha shirayim, one has to make sure that there is shirayim left after the zrika. Now, the Mishnah does not mention shvicha shirayim b'shar karbanis, Taisus of there brings b'shem the Rimir lines. Once the first few Mishnais already mentioned shvicha shirayim, it's not necessary for it to be mentioned again. Taisus of here is muchach that by all karbanis there is a din to make sure that there is dam left to be used for shvicha shirayim. Which is not like the Mashmais of our Rashi, as we were Medaik, Rashi b'yasas mevur, that there is no din to make sure that there is some dam left to be used for Shvicha Shiraim. The whole din is, if there happens to be some dam left after the Zriko, then that dam should be Nishrach li Yisayra Mizbeach. Now, a number of Sorim bring down B'Shem the Gain, from the Sefer Ma'iris HaGro of the Gain, this is brought in the Minchas Avram over here on the Sugyo. He quotes the Gain on that mission over there in the 5th Parak, who's bothered by the same Kasher of Taisus, why does the mission not mention Shvicha Shiraim? The Gaon says that the second halach of Taisus is difficult, that which he says, B'shem the Rimi or Linus, that were samach on the earlier Mishnayis, all of the Mishnayis over there repeat things which had been said earlier here as well. If there will be a din of Shvicha Shirayim by Eila and other Karbonis, the Mishnah should have said so. It says, the Ikar Pshat L'Chayr is Al-Derech, the first Pshat of Taisus, B'shem R'Moshe Mipuntayza, by Eila and other Karbonis, there was not necessarily Shirayim left after the Zriko, since the Zriko was done with the Kli. And then the Gaon brings the Rashi over here in Er Sugyo, he says, Rashi is Muchach, that there is no din to leave over dam to make sure that there's shvicha shirayim. And the Gaon brings that this is the mashmois of the Teres Kainim as well. He quotes the Teres Kainim in Parshas Tzav, which is mashma, that there's a chiluk between chatas and other karbonis. By chatas, the din is that one always has to do shvicha shirayim. Ashenki and oil of vishlamim, there the din is, if there is dam remaining after the zrigais, then one does shvicha shirayim, but he's not mechuyif to make sure to leave over dam in order to do the shvicha shirayim. The pshat would be, that since Chatas says Mefurish the din of Shvicha Shirayim, Oyla V'Shtam is only learned from a limud, either from V'dam Zvalchach Yishofich, or from Vanisher Badam Yimotze, since it doesn't say Mefurish in the Pasuk, therefore there's a difference between Chatas and Oyla V'Shlamim. Chatas the din is the one has to make sure that there is dam left over after the Matanis Be'etzma to do Shvicha Shirayim. Mashenki and Oyla V'Shlamim, the din is only if there is dam left over, then one pours it to the side of the Mizbeach. The Gaon is suggesting that's the Pshat in the Mishnayis in the 5th Parak. That's why by Chatas the Mishnah mentions Shvicha Shirayim, but other Karbanis and Mishnais do not mention it. The Chilik is because by Chatas one has to make sure to be Mekayim Shvicha Shirayim, Ashenkin Bishar Karbanis. And the Gaon understands that's the Pshat and Rashi over here as well. Rashi and Arsigo that's Mevur, that only if there is Dam left over, he does Shvicha Shirayim. Rashi means specifically over here by Eilu Vishlamim, where we learn from a Joshua, Ashenkin Bechatas, where the Pasuk says Befirish, the Din of Shvicha Shirayim, that is the Chiyuv to make sure to leave over Dam, no to be Mekayim Nachiyuv. In the Sefer Chedusha Rabbi Baon and Simon Chof, he explains further what's the Yaseid HaChilik between Chatas and Shar Kabonis, that which Chatas is a Din Dafka to leave over, no to be Mekayim Shvicha Shirayim at Mashenkim B'Shar Kabonis. He explains that there's a fundamental Chilik. He says, by Chatas, the Din Shvicha Shirayim is a Din in the Karbon. In other words, one of the Avidas HaKarbon, one of the Diyam that have to be done with this Karbon is a Shvicha Shirayim. Every carbon, the moment you're makdish the carbon requires that certain avodas be done with it. That's mitzad dinei ha-carbon. And when it's makdish chatos and oilo shlomim, the kedusha itself is mechayev certain avodas. Over here, chatos includes one of the avodas that it requires is that the carbon should have a shvicha shirayim. Mashenkin b'shar karbonis, where the Torah does not say shvicha shirayim mefurish, it's not mitzad dinei ha-carbon, rather it's a din which is chal on the dam itself. When you're makdish the oilo or the shlomim, it's not the pshat that one of the avodas which have to be done with this carbon is the shvicha shirayim, rather it's a din which is chal in the dam. After the zrikos are done and there's still dam left in the kli, there's a din which is then chal in it. What do you do with this extra dam? You don't pour it out. Stam, you rather you shefech liyaseidah mizbeach. It's chal in the dam itself of din shvicha shirayim. Therefore, if there is dam left after the zrikos, then this din shvicha shirayim is chal. If there is no dam left, the din was never chal. You don't have to make sure to leave over dam, because there is no din that this carbon needs a shvicha shirayim. The whole din just is, what do you do with the dam which is left over? You shefech liyaseidah mizbeach. Ashenkei mechatas, you have to make sure to leave over dam, because the carbon itself requires a shvicha shirayim. We've seen that this is meduyik as well in the lashon of the Gemara, minayin the kol adamim she'tu'unim matan dam liyaseid. How do you know that all dam needs a shvicha shirayim? The Gemara's lashon is not minayin lekol karbonis shetu'unim matan dam liyisoid. We're not trying to learn a din that all karbonis require shvicha shireim. As we're trying to learn that all dam which is left over after zriko, has a din of shvicha shireim. And further as well, on the rice of Rabbi, the lashon over there is shleilamanu el nisanim matan dalid shetu'unim matan dam liyisoid. Shar damim minayin. We only know that dam that had four zrikos done to it, that it needs shvicha shireim. How do you know the other damim as well? The lashon of the Gemara is interesting. Why doesn't say shleil lemanu elo bechatos shetu'unim matan dam liyisoid shar karbonis minayin? The lashon of the Gemara is we only know dam which is left over after four matanis that it needs shvicha shireim. Shar dam minayin? How do we know the dam that did not have four matanis, like oilav shlam that had shtayim sheim arba? How do we know the dam which is left over after those shtayim sheim arba that it also requires shvicha shireim? And the pshat would be, we're not trying to learn a din in the carbon, we're trying to learn a din which is chal on the dam after the zrikos. And that the Gemara says, that if you're going to try to learn from chatos that there's a din of shvicha shireim on all dam, perhaps only by chatos which had four zrikos done to it, over there, dam which is left after four zrikos, it's chal on the dam with din of shvicha shireim. Mashenking dam which had shtayim sheim arba, which here we're considering that only two zrikos, perhaps what's left over after a zrika of shtayim sheim arba, on that dam is not chal a din of shvicha shireim. So we're talking about the din in the dam, we're not talking about the din in the carbon. Now I'll mention another point in this same Rashi, Dibur Maschal Minayin. Rashi says, Imnisha min adam bekli, la'acha shazorak shtimat noisov. So besides the fact that Rashi is mavur, that it's only if there's dam left that there's a din shvicha shirayim, Rashi also says that the dam that's left in the kli after two matanis were done. The two matanis Rashi is referring to is shtayim sheim arba, ba'oilo shlomim and osham. Over there we learn there's a din of shvicha shirayim. Rashi is somewhat meduyik that a carbon which only has one matano, like Bechor, Meiser, or Pesach, there is no Shtayim, Sheim, Arba, it's only one matnas dam on the Mizbeach. Rashi seems to be mashma that on Bechor, Meiser, or Pesach, there is no din Shvicha Shiraim. This would definitely be a chiddush, however we do find this already in the Ravid and Tamid in the 4th parak. The Ravid there says that since Bechor, Meiser, or Pesach, they only have one matano, then it's that he's Shefech, Shvicha Achas, therefore there is no din of Shvicha Shiraim. The Minchas Avraham brings the Rambam as well in the 5th parak of Meiser Karbonos. The Rambam brings the din of Shvicha Shireim by all Karbonos, by Chatos, by Osham, by Ulav, by Shlomim. However, in Halacha Yudzayim, when he talks about Bechor Meiser Pesach, there the Rambam makes no mention of Shvicha Shireim. And in the Sefer Minchas Avraham he explains, this is how he understands the Ravid, that only a carbon which has Chiluk Matonis. The carbon requires a number of Matonis dam. There the Torah said that the dam which is left in the Kli after you're finished, that dam requires shvicha shireim, which is like an additional matana of dam, another way of putting dam on the mizbeach. Mashenkin, a carbon where the Torah only said to do one matan dam, thereafter you finish that one matana, there is no din to pour the dam on the mizbeach additional time with a din of shvicha shireim. This far would seem to need more of a hesber. There is perhaps a different way of understanding the Ravid, that he's mashmur that when the Torah gave a din of shvicha achas, one matana on the mizbeach, the mashmur says that all of the dam should be poured with that one matana. Therefore, he wasn't supposed to leave over anything, and even if he did, there is no din shvicha shirayim. Again, this will need further hesber. Ragapanam, we do see the Ravid and the Rambam is mashma like that as well. There is no din shvicha shirayim by Bechor Meiser or Pesach. And this will fit well with the deek that we're saying in Rashi as well. Rashi says that the din of shvicha shirayim is only by Karbonis, which had two matanos. The Meis not always shining my maskim to this. The Shita of Tosfos on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, as well as on Daf Pei Amud Beis. Taisus is mevur that Bechor Meiser Pesach do need shvicha shireim. Now we'll continue on. The Gemara further down the Omer asks Akasha, Akati lahochi udosa miboile likiditanyo. The Gemara says we need the pasuk of Vedam Zvachech Yishofech for a different din. So how could it be extra to tell us the din that Matana Achas Kippur? We need it for that which will be Shmuel Darshim from the pasuk. How do we know that Meiser Pesach need Matan Dom Veimurim Legabe Mizbeach? Rabbi Shmuel says the Makar is from this Pasuk, V'dam Zechachecha Yishofich. As far as Bechor is concerned, there we have Mefurish Pasuk. A Pasuk in Parashas Kirach, in the Parashah of Matnas Kahuna, over there the Pasuk says, as far as Bechor is concerned, as Domam Tizrik Alam Mizbeach, as Chelbom Takdir. However, how do we know that Meister Pesach need Dom Veimur Malgabi Mizbeach? Rabbi Shmuel says, you know from the Pasuk of V'dam Zechachecha Yishofich. Truth is, we should point out, that's the Makar for the Dam. How do you know about the Imurim? It doesn't seem to be so clear, but Hakoparim, that's the Gemara's Kasha, and the Gemara says that this Braisa holds like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who has a different Pasuk. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that the Pasuk in Parashas Kerach by Bechor, that is also the Makar for Meiser Pesach. Now, which the Pasuk over there uses the Lashon of Domom instead of Domoy, and Chelbob instead of Chelboy, And there we learn that even Meister Pesach also need Dam and Imurim on the Mizbeach. And according to this it comes out, and this is Mevor and Rashi, that there'll be a chilek between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi, whether Meister Pesach need Zriko or Shvicha. According to Rabbi Yossi, that it's learned from the Pasuk of Bechor, there the Pasuk says, as Damam Tizrik ala Mizbeach, and then there will be that it needs Zriko. If, however, you hold like Rabbi Shmuel, that it's learned from the Pasuk, V'dam Zruchecha Yishofech, then there will be that Meister Pesach needs Shvicha and not Zriko. There are three Tanoia Li with Rabbi Shmuel. The Mishnah Psachim, which says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Birach Birchas HaPesach, Patrias Shal Zevach, the Tanu says that Din B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel, he cannot possibly hold like the other member of Rabbi Shmuel, that from the Pasuk of Adam Zvachach Yishofech, we learn that Meister Pesach needs Shvicha, because if you use the Pasuk for the Makar to tell us that they need Shvicha on the Mizbeach, you cannot use the extra Pasuk to tell us and Yisanim Bezviko Shinasim Beshvicha Yotza. The way Rashi learns the Maskana, the Tanu says Beshem Rabbi Shmuel that the Pasuk is used to tell us the Meister Pesach needs Shvicha on the Mizbeach. That Tanu cannot possibly hold of that which the Mishnah says Beshem Rabbi Shmuel, that Birach Birchas HaPesach, Patras Shal Zevach, since the Pasuk is not extra to tell us Nisanim Bezviko Shinasim Beshvicha Yotza. Therefore, according to the Tanu of the Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel would have to hold that Birach Birchas HaPesach, Loi Patras Shal Zevach. The Tana that does say, the coin to Rabbi Shmuel, that the brach on the Pesach patras the Zevach, he holds that Pesach is bezriko like a Shlomim, and even though Pesach and Shlomim are the same, they both have zriko, still the Pesach is the Iker and the Shlomim is the Tofel, therefore the din is that Birich al Pesach patras the Zevach, Birich al Zevach loy patras a Pesach. Hakapam, the way Rashi learns the Maskana, there is one Tana B'das for Rabbi Shmuel who holds that Pesach is bezriko. Taisis over here in Dibur Maskal Trey Tanoi, he has an Arichus. He asks a number of kashas in Rashi. Taisis Maisa argues in Rashi, and Taisis holds that according to the Tan of the Mishnah B'das Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel also holds that Pesach is B'Shvicha, not B'Zviko. He has a different Makar, not from this Pasuk of V'dam Zvachecha Yishofech. That Pasuk is used to tell us Nitanim B'Zviko Shinosim B'Shvicha Yotza. He learns from a different Pasuk that Pesach has Matan Domim and it's B'Shvicha. Therefore, since he learns from the Pasuk of V'dam Zvachecha Yishofech and Nitanim B'Zviko Shinosim B'Shvicha Yotza, therefore, the din is that Birach Birchas HaPesach Potras Shal Zevach, but Shal Zevach Loi Potras HaPesach. HaKapayim, what comes out L'maisa is that according to the Shita of Rashi, the Brais of B'das Rabbi Shmuel holds that Pesach is B'Shvicha, basically holds that it's B'Zviko, and according to the Mishnah B'das Rabbi Shmuel, Pesach also is B'Zviko. According to the Shita of Tosfos, both Tanoim Ali and Rabbi Shmuel hold that Pesach is B'Shvicha, only basically holds that it's B'Zviko. And this is all as far as Pesach and Meiser. As far as Bechor, there is no Machlekes. Everyone is maskum that it's Bezriko. As the Lashon of the Pasuk says, as Domam Tizraik, there could be everyone agrees that it's Bezriko and not Beshvicha. Now if we take a look at the Rambam over here, the Rambam has an interesting psak. The Rambam is in Perek Hei Hilchos Meiser Karbonah Yisalocha Yitzayin. The Rambam says, HaBechor VaMeiser VaPesach Dam Kol Echer Mehem Toin Matona Achas Beshvicha Keneged HaYisoid. Ram puts all three of them together, Bechor, Meister, and Pesach. He says they need a matana achas b'shvicha. And Mehemshach Ram over there says, "Uminayin she'ein tuunin elo matana achas shaynemar b'bechor ve'as domam tizrik ala mizbeach." Mipi Hashmo lomdu shehu adin b'meister u'b'pesach shenitan domam matana achas k'bechor. Ram seems to be passing like Rabbi Yisrael Aglili that the Bechor, the Meister, and Pesach need matan domam on the mizbeach is from the pasuk which is said by a Bechor. As Domom Tizroik, as the Gemara says, basically Dashin's from Domom, it doesn't say Domoy, it says Domom. On one hand, the Rambam Paskan's like a Rabbi Aglili, that all three, Bechor, Meister, and Pesach, are included in this Pasuk. Yet in the beginning of the Halacha, the Rambam Paskan's, that all three of them, Bechor, Meister, and Pesach, they need Shvicha Keneged HaYisoid. The Rambam seems to be saying that their Matana is B'Shvicha, not B'Zriko. Lechor, but all three of them, the Rambam should hold that it's B'Zriko, since the Lashon of the Pasuk over here is as Domom Tizroik. His kasha is asked by a number of achrinim. The Lecha Mishnah on the Rambam over there, Meister Karbonis asks the kasha. The Keren Eir Nesig asks this, and many others as well. So the Lecha Mishnah has a tzad to explain the Rambam in Hilchos Meister Karbonis. When he says Bechor Meister Pesach, they need Shvicha. The Rambam doesn't mean to say that the Chatchil they need Shvicha, and that surely the Chatchil they're supposed to have Zrika and not Shvicha. Rather, the Rambam means to say that Shvicha also works. And this is based on that which the Rambam paskins like the Manda Omer, that Nisan and Bezrika Shinosan Beshvicha Yotza. That's the Rambam's Pesach in Hilchos Psul HaMikdoshim Perek Beis Halacha Beis. The Mice of this would seem to be very difficult, and Reb Chaim in the Chedush HaGrach HaLashas in Ois Shrin Chav Beis He brings this Lech Mishnah, he says the Lech Mishnah is very difficult. Ram doesn't say anything about B'dyeved, the Ram is Mashma, this is the Din L'chatchilo. Therefore, we're left with the Kasha, how could the Ram and Paskin, B'chor Meister and Pesach or B'shvicho, if they learn from the Pasuk, V'ez Domam Tizraik. So in this Reb Chaim says his Yisayid, this is the Yisayid which we mentioned briefly before from Reb Chaim. He says, in truth, we can ask a different Kasha over here. If the Gemara learns from the Pasuk of V'dam Zvachecha Yishofech, then Yitanim B'zviko Shnosim B'shvicho Yotza, why is it that only B'dyeved it's good if he does it B'shvicho? He should be allowed to do shvicha even lechatchila. On one hand, the pasuk uses the lashon of zrika by most karbanis. On the other hand, we have a pasuk of v'dam zvachecha yishofech that tells us that shvicha is also good. L'chayi should have the option of doing one or the other, zrika or shvicha. How do we know that shvicha is only kosher b'diyeved? So Chaim's yisayid is that the whole concept of chilik matanis, doing separate matanis, that we only find by zrika and not by shvicha. By shvicha, there is no concept of chilik matanis. There is only such a thing as one shvicha, there's no such a concept of doing separate shvichas. Therefore, since we learn from the pasuk that oilo, shlomim, oshem, all of them need shtayim, shayim, arba, in order to be mekayim the din of saviv, the dam should get on all four sides of the mizbeach, that is only shayach to be mekayim if you do separate matanais, so that is only possible to do if you do zriko. If however you do shvicha, it's not shayach to be mekayim that din of shtayim, shayim, arba, it's not shayach to be mekayim the din of saviv, that the dam has to get on all four sides of the mizbeach. Therefore, for that reason, the din is that al-chil, you have to do zrika and not shvicha in order to be mekayim the din of chilik matanis. Therefore, Reb Chaim says that by any carbon, like Bechor Meiser or Pesach, where they only need one matana, then right, there is no chilik between shvicha and zrika. Once we learn from the pasuk that nisanim zrika shenosim b'shvicha yotza, there's no din even al-chil to do b'dafka zrika. As we said, b'shar karbanis, oyla shlom min asham, where there's a din of chilik matanis, you need shtayim shayim arba. There, the reason why you need to do zrika lechatchila is to be mekayim the din of chilek matanos. Not because be'esem zrika is better than shvicha, be'esem they should be equally good, it's just to mekayim the separate din of chilek matanos, which it's not shaykh to mekayim if you do shvicha. Vashenka by Bechor Meiser or Pesach, but they only have one matan dam on the mizbeach, there is no chilek between zrika and shvicha, both of them are good lechatchila. This is the insight of Reb Chaim, and this is how he answers the difficult Rambam. Now, Reb Chaim, however, does ask a strong kasha on himself. He says, L'chair, there's a kasha from Rastugya on this Yisoid. When Rastugya asks, how could you learn from the pasuk of V'dam Zvachecha Yishofech, the Matana Achas Kippur, like the original Brisa wanted to say, when asks, you need the drasha to tell us a different din than Yisanim Mizviko Shunasim B'Shvicha Yotza. And the kasha Reb Chaim asks is, if we can learn from the pasuk of V'dam Zvachecha Yishofech, then Yisanim Mizviko Shunasim B'Shvicha Yotza, and as Reb Chaim says, we don't find such a concept of Chilik Matanis by Shvicha. When we talk about doing shvicha on the mizbeach, there is no difference between once and twice. A second shvicha is not adding anything. If so, how can the Gemara say that this is a stira to that which the Braisa wanted to learn from this pasuk that nisanim al mizbeach achitzain shenosim matana achas kiper? L'chair, it's not a stira. If you learn that the pasuk is telling us that b'shvicha is also yotze, so then akar nichal on that is that even one matana is yotze. Since there is no such a thing as doing more than one shvicha, so if the Torah tells us that nisanim mizvika shenosim b'shvicha yotze, Be'esem included in that also is that even though you need four matanis, one matan is also mechaber. This is the kasha of Reb Chaim, which seems to be a very strong kasha from the sugya on his yisoid. And Reb Chaim says, what you have to say to answer this kasha is, that even if we have a drosha and nisanim b'zrika shenosim b'shvicha yotza, the pshat is that over there one matana would be yotza. If he did shvicha, he already gets his kapara after the first maisa shvicha. The pshat is because it's not shaykh to do a second maisa shvicha. Pouring the dam on the mizbech a second time is not adding anything to the first pouring that he did already. And since there's nothing left to do, akarcha, the first shvicha already was a completion of the matanis dam on the mizbech. Mashenkin, if what he did was a zrika, since the din is al-chadchil, he's supposed to have four matanis of dam of zrika. If he did one zrika, it's possible to do a second one, and a third one, and a fourth one, to become that din al-chadchila. Therefore, there'll be a tzad to say that if he doesn't do that until he completes all four matanis of zrika, the kapara is ma'akiv. Just because we know already that by shvicha one matan is enough to accomplish the kapara, it would not be muchach from that by zrika as well. After one zrika, he already gets the kapara. For that, you need a special drasha from a pasuk, and that's the Gemara's kasha. That if you hold the pasuk of v'dam zvachecha yishofech, is already used to tell us the din that nitanim mizrika shenasim b'shvicha yotza. It's no longer extra, and it cannot be used to tell us the din that matana achas kiper. Now we'll continue on to Amud Beis. The Gemara over there discusses the machlokes b'shamay b'shilul. The Gabi Echatos, whether it needs two matanis likuva, or even one matanis kosher b'diyeved, and Rav Huna says the machlokes is how to learn the pasuk, which says chronos, It says three times kronos by achatas yochid. Beishami holds that's as if it said six matanais, four of them are lemitzvah, and the last two are to tell us that two of the matanais are ma'akiv. Beisil says, ish ein lemisiris, and therefore it's as if it only said four times, three of them are lemitzvah, one of them is the ikuva. That the Gemara asks, ima kulu lemitzvah, and the Gemara answers, kapara bechti leyashkechon. That the Gemara says, you say another pshat in Beisil, ahani mikra vahani mesiris, it's as if it said five times, four times are lemitzvah, and the fifth time is to tell us that one of them is ma'akiv. Now, firstly, we should mention an important Rashi later on in Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, and Dibar Maschol Nemru Damim Lamato. Rashi says from the pasuk of Vedam Zvachech Yishofich, even though the Braiser earlier used that as the Makar to tell us, Kohen Yisonim Amizbech Achitzen Shnosim Matanach Askiper, that's how we know that other Karbonis, one Matana is Kosher B'Niyaved. Rashi says that would not be enough to tell us that Bechatas as well, Matanach Askiper, you need a separate Joshua according to Beis Hillel. Rashi explains because since the pasuk over there uses the word shvicha, shvicha definitely cannot be used for a chatas. Since chatas requires tfilas etzba, it's not poured directly from the kli, so that pasuk definitely would not include chatas, you need a separate drasha. Now we mentioned previously, b'shem Rebbe Malin, that the drasha of matana chaskeeper, which is learned from the pasuk of Adam Zvachech Yishofech, the Yisrael din is not that one of the matanis which he was supposed to have done l'chatchilo, one of them is ma'akev b'diyeved, and the Torah is giving him another track to lead to kapara, even if he did not do the matanis the way the Torah described it, the way he was supposed to do l'chatchilo, but still one matana also is mechaper. For that reason, Rebbe Malin said, it doesn't have to be that that matana was done on the keren, on the corner, even though oila, shlam, and oshem, the matanis are done on the corner, shnayim, shem, arba, if you did one matana on the side of the mizbeach, not next to the corner, then it's also mechaper, even though it's not like one of the matanis that he was supposed to have done l'chatchilo. That's as far as Shar Kabonis, which are learned from the pasuk of Dam V'Zachech Yishofech. However, over here by Echatos, it would seem that it's different. Here by Echatos, the Torah is not giving another track, another mahalach, how to accomplish kapara, and they were talking about the kronis of the Mizbeach. The dam was supposed to have been put on all four kronis l'chatchilo, and we learn from the psukim that it's not ma'akev that all of the kronis got dam on them, all that's ma'akev is that one of them got dam on them, and according to Beit Shammai, that at least two of them had dam on them. Here Kipshutai, it's not a new mahalach, another way to reach the kapara. Rather, it's the same matan kronos, the same putting the dam on the kronos of the mizbeach, which l'chatchilo is supposed to put on all four kronos. If you only put on one of them, or according to Beit Shammai, if you only put on two of them, that's already enough to accomplish the kapara. If so, we would understand from here that it has to be dafka that the dam was put on the keren of the mizbeach and not somewhere else on the mizbeach. The svar that Rebbe Leib said by Shar Kabanis, which he learned from the pasuk of Adam Zvachecha Yishofech, then since it's a new mahalach of matan damim, which is enough for kapara, it doesn't have to be the same types of zrika sadam, which the Torah told you to do l'chatchila. It doesn't have to be on the corners of the mizbeach. It can be anywhere on the sides of the mizbeach. That's why it would not apply to a chatos. By a chatos, the Torah is not giving another mahalach how to accomplish kapara. We're talking about the same matan dam on the corners, which you were supposed to do l'chatchila. And all that was mischadish over here was that b'dievet, even if you did not put on all of the corners, as long as you put on one of them, or according to Beit Shammai, on two of them, that's enough for kapara. Now obviously we should stress over here, we're not talking about, there is a separate din called Zrika Shleibim Kaimai, the sheet of Shmuel and Avchavav of Medbeiz, that Shleibim Kaimai can be Kaimai Dami, any matan dam on the Mizbeach, even if it's on the wrong place, even dam which was supposed to be Lamala, if he put it Lamato, or dam which was supposed to be Lamata, he put it Lamalo. Shmuel over there dashens from a pasuk, V'anina Sativ Lechem al Mizbeach Lechaper, Kivin Shegiyah Dam on the Mizbeach Neskapru Bailim. That's a separate din, and we pasken like Shmuel, that the Bayam is niskaper even with the Zriga Shalaybim Kaimai. However, over there, we don't say that the carbon is kosher legamri, the buster is still not mutter ba'achila. It's a different type of hechshir akrova, which is only mechaper. The carbon is not kosher legamri. Here, surely you would have that din as well. If you do the matan damim for a chatos, not on the chronics, somewhere else on the mizbeach, even if you did it lamato, still the din is the Bayam is niskaper. But we're not talking about that din of kapara. We're not talking about Shmuel's din of Zrika Shleibim Kaimai Kimei Kaimai Dami. We're talking about the carbon being kosher legamri, that the basar will be nechal as well. And for that, we're explaining that you need at least one matan dam on the keren of the mizbeach, even though all the kronis are not ma'akev, one is enough, but we have to be dafka on the keren. And we're explaining the pshat is because we're not learning another mahalach, another way of accomplishing kapara, without doing the matanis that he was supposed to do in the chatchila. And what we're learning is that only one of the matanis on the kronis is ma'akev. The rest are not ma'akev, but that one matana would have to be dafka on the keren. Now this is Mavur in the keren over here in the sugya. He says clearly like this, that you need at least one matan dam on the keren, As we'll see soon, he brings from the Ram that's mavur like this. And with this, the Karen Ari explains the Gemara over here. The Gemara has two ways to explain the Shita of Beis Hillel. The first part was that the three times it says the word Kranis in the Torah, that tells us four Matanais. Three of them are the mitzvah of Achas Likuva. That the Gemara asks maybe all four are the mitzvah. And the Gemara answers Kapara Bechdiloy Ashkechon. The Gemara says, by saying a different pshat, that the three words Kranis in the Pesukim really tell us five Matanais. The first four is to tell us that the four Kranis are the mitzvah. And the fifth time it says Karen is to tell us that one of them is Likuva. That Kapshuti, the Gemara would be mashmer that this Ibari Seimu does not hold of Kapar Bechdila Yashkechon. If you would hold of Kapar Bechdila Yashkechon, you wouldn't need the fifth one, four of them would be enough already, and the Kenner is very bothered by this, Lachar the Svar is the Svar of Pshuto, surely the Torah would not say that the carbon is Niskaper without any Matan Dam Bechlal, what's the Pshat in the Ibari Seimu? And further he asks, Lachar it should be Pashut, you should be able to learn from other Kabbanis to Achatos, just like by Shark Kabbanis we know that you need at least one Matan Dam. What is it said that by a chatos, you wouldn't need even one, you'd get a kapar even without any matan dam bechlal? Because this kasha, the Karen Ari explains, the pshat in the Ibai Seima is not that he argues on kapar bechdili ashkechon, surely it's pashut that you need at least one matan dam. The Ibai Seima definitely does hold of kapar bechdili ashkechon, it's just that the Ibai Seima holds you need a fifth time, another time that the Torah says the word Karen, because otherwise you would think that none of the matan kronis are ma'akiv. And even though you need at least some matan dam on the mizbeach, because kapar bechdili ashkechon, because you learn from other kabbanis, that matan dam would be kosher even if it's not on the keren. The Ibai Seima holds, in order to tell us that you need at least one matan dam on the keren, it's not enough if the dam is somewhere else on the mizbeach, it has to be dafka be on the keren, for that you need the fifth time to tell us that one of the kronis is ma'akiv. As we mentioned, the Keren Ayer brings that the Ram is mavur like this. The Ram which he brings is in Perek Hei Hochas Meisa Karbonis Halacha Zayin. The Ram of there describes exactly how the Matan Dam of Achatas is done. The Ram paskens like the Shita of Revi. This is later on in Perek Ezel Mekayim and Daf Nun Gimel. Revi holds that the Matan Dam of Achatas doesn't have to actually be on the four kronos, on the Amal Amma box, which was at the top of the four corners of the Mizbeach. Rather, as long as it's in the top half of the Mizbeach, above the Chut HaSikra, and it's within an Amma of the corner of the four corners of the Mizbeach, that already is the Mokum of Matan Dam Achatas. The Rambam paskins that it has to be within an amma of the corner. The Rambam is mevur that if it's not within an amma of the corner, it's somewhere else on the mizbeach, even if it's on the top half of the mizbeach, l'mal mechut ha-sikra, but if it's not within an amma of the corner, it's not a good matan dam chatos. The Karen Ari says from here you see that the Rambam holds, even though we paskin that matana achas keeper, one matana is enough for a chatos, still it has to be on the keren, on the corner, or within an amma of the corner is also called on the corner. If it's somewhere else in the Mizbeach, that's Makiv even b'diyeved. And the Karen Ari discusses a similar point earlier on in the Masechta on Daf Chavov Amid Beis, and he quotes a different Rambam, the Rambam in Perek Beis, Hilchos Psula HaMikdash Malocha Ches. The Lashon of the Rambam over there is, Shina Matan Kronos Bechatos Posel. The Rambam over there is not so clear what exactly does he mean to say that it was Shina Matan Kronos, but the Karen Ari explains what it means to say is that the Matan Dam was not on the Karen of the Mizbeach, it was somewhere else, even if it wasn't the top half of the Mizbeach, but if it was not by the Keren, it's Ma'akev B'diyeved. The Keren Ari explains the Rambam means to be Mechalik between Chatois and other Karbonis. Other Karbonis also, the Chatchila, the Dam has to be by the Keren. Oila, Shlamim, and Osham also, the Din Shtayim Shem Arba is that the Matani should be by the Keren. Yet over there, the Rambam would hold that if it's not near the Keren, it's anywhere on the side of the Mizbeach, it's Mechaper. Ashenke by Chatos, the Rambam is paskening that it's Ma'akev that has to be Dafka by the Keren. According to the way we're learning the sugya, the pshat would be that by Shark Kabbanis, where we learn from the pasuk V'dam Zvachach Yishafich, as Reb Leib explained, learning a different mahalach of doing a matan dam which works for kapara doesn't have to be similar to the matan dam which he was supposed to have done l'chatchila. Therefore, it does not have to be near the keren; it can be anywhere on the mizbeach. The shenking by Achatas, as we explained, we're not learning a different mahalach; we're learning the same kronos which he was supposed to put the dam on all four of them l'chatchila. One out of those four are ma'akiv. If it would still have to be next to the Karen, if it was somewhere else on the Mizbeach, not next to the Karen, it would be possible even b'diyeved. Now, just mentioned as a side point, another problem that the Karen Ari was bothered with, this is the Karen Ari earlier on Daf Chavov, that the Rambam seems to be saying that if it's not by the Karen, then it's ma'akev, meaning to say it's even ma'akev in the kapara of the carbon, and he's bothered by how could it be ma'akev in the kapara of the carbon, how could it be worse than Ezrika Shleibim Kaimai, which we pass like Shmuel, that Shleibim Kaimai can be Kaimai Dami, even if the Matan Dam would be on the lower half of the Mizbeach, even the son b'fim shenasim b'chutz, and the son b'chutz shenasim b'fnim, even if it's on the wrong mizbeach, we learn from a pasuk, ani nesativ lechem al mizbeach lechaper, kivin shegiya dam lemizbeach neskapru b'ilim. How could Rambam say that if the matan dam chatos was not next to the keren, then it's possibly yeved, and the b'ilim is not neskaper? How could it be worse than azrika shloibim kaimbay? This is the kasha of the keren and he leaves off with the kasha. However, other rachonim learn that when the Rambam says that shina matan keren is posel, and Rambam does not mean to say that b'ilim is not neskaper. Surely there is a kapara midin zrika shloibim kaimbay kim kaimbay dami. Rambam means to say that it's posel as a regular zrika of bim kaimbay. Therefore, in order to be matter the baser b'achila, which you need a zrika of bim kaimbay. For that, it's not kosher, since it was not next to the keren. Now, Derech Agav, once we mentioned that Suga was Riko, Shloi Bim Kaimai, Kim Bikaimai Dami, and Dav Chavov, we mentioned another important kasha, which the Keren Oyer asks over here in Er Suga. He asks, according to Beis Shammai, who darshens from the Pasuk, that by Chatzos at least two of the Matanos are Ma'akiv, he says, how could it be that if he only did one Matano, the din is that he's not an escaper, how could it be worse than his Riko, Shloi Bim Kaimai? Shmuel's din of Riko, Shloi Bim Kaimai, Kim Bikaimai Dami, even if it's Lamata instead of Lamala, even if it's the wrong Mizbeach, still the din is that the Bailam is Niskaper, and Echnam is not as far as Achilas Basar, but the Kapara is accomplished. Bishami over here is saying that there is no Kapara if he only does one of the Kronos. L'chair, it should not be worse than Azrika Shleibim Kaimai. Pashas Bishami is also masking to the din of Shmuel. Shmuel is not Machak, that he's only going according to Beisil, not according to Bishami. And once we know Shmuel's din, that even Azrika Shleibim Kaimai is Mechaper, the Seder is Kivin Shagia Dam Lezbech Neskaper Bailim, that would even be with one Matana. If one Matana Shloibim Kaimai is Mechaper for the Bailim, then how could it be that one Matana Bim Kaimai is not Mechaper for the Bailim? And the Kenari continues and he says, even if he'll suggest that according to Beis Shammai, that you need at least two Matanais, then when Shmuel says Shloibim Kaimai Kim Kaimai Dami, Echem that could go according to Beis Shammai as well, he could also hold Shloibim Kaimai Kim Kaimai Dami, but still you would need at least two Matanais. The same way, Bim Kaimi, you need at least two matanais. Shleim Kaimi would not be any better than that. Enechami, there also you need two matanais. However, the Kainari says it's not mistaver to say that, since the whole limud of Bishama is from that which it says kronais twice, you need two kronais. If according to Shmuel, the din is, even Shleim Kaimi, not on the kronais, is also mechaper, then there'll be no difference between one and two. The whole makar that you need two is dafka if it's on the kronais. If anyways you don't need the kronais, bechlau for the kapara's kasha, even Shleim Kaimi, and because even with one matana, you would not need two matanais. A similar kasha the Keren Oyer asks, by chatois apnimis, where everyone is maskim, that all of the matanais are ma'akiv. As the Mishnah says, call nitzanim amazbech apnimi, imchisar achas ben amatanais, ki igloi keeper. And here again the Keren Oyer asks, if the din of Shmuel is correct, that shleibim kaimi 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 dami, even nitzanim mefirim shenosim mechutz, the din over there also, is that the bayam is neskaper. How could it be that shleibim kaimi, even one matana is kosher, and Bim Kaimai is worse. If you only put the dam on one keren, or even on three kerenis, then is it the fourth keren which is missing, is ma'ak of the kapara, how could it be that Bim Kaimai is worse than Shlei Bim Kaimai? Again, we're assuming that Shlei Bim Kaimai, the din is that it's kosher even with one matana, kivin shegiya dam l'mizbeach neskaper bailim. The Kenari assumes that as Rika Shlei Bim Kaimai, the din is that even one matana alone is mechaper. We quoted a similar yisoid over there, back on the sug of Zrika Shlei Bim Kaimai, b'shem Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says that by Zriga Shloi Bim Kaimai there is no chilik matanais. There is no such concept of doing more than one matana if it's anyways not in the right makim. And so the kasha is, how could Bim Kaimai be worse than Shloi Bim Kaimai? If Shloi Bim Kaimai even one matana is mechaper, how could Bim Kaimai be worse than that? Now I'll mention that the Chaz Nish, the Maisa, argues on this side of the Keren Oyer and Reb Chaim. The Chaz Nish in Siman Yud Beis, Sifkot and Aleph, he says that if you hold that Zriga Shloi Bim Kaimai Kim Kaimai Dami, even by Nisanim Bifnim Shinosan Bechutz, even by Chatoyas Apnimiyais, where you need to have down in all four Kronos, and all four Kronos are Ma'akiv, if you hold it even over there, it was said the din of Zrika Shloibim Kaimai Kim Kaimai Dami, that the Bayam is Neskaper even with the Zrika Shloibim Kaimai, then our Karchel of Pshat is that the four Matanis which are Ma'akiv is not the Pshat that the Tari was Makbid, that the four Kronos of the Mizbeach all have Dam Li Kuva, and if one of them did not get Dam, then it's Ma'akiv B'diyavid. Because if that was the case, it wouldn't make sense to say Shloibim Kaimai Kim Kaimai Dami. The carbon is mechaper even without any dam on the kronos. The dam was somewhere else, legamri on the mizbeach, or even on the wrong mizbeach. A karch is not ma'akiv for the kapara that the dam reached all four kronos. Therefore, the Chaz Nish explains a karch of the pshat would be that which you need all four matanis on the kronos of the mizbeach liikuva. The pshat is because the Torah was makbid liikuva on the minyan hamatanis. The Torah said that you need a certain minyan without four matanis of dam. The carbon is not niskaper. if the Chaznish holds the Meisa, then if there's a din Zriga Shleibim Kaimaki Mekaimi Dami, even my Chatoyis Apnimiyis, you would need the Meisa to have four matnes dam somewhere else on the Mizbeach. The minion would still be Ma'akev, even though the Makam is not Ma'akev. This is the sheet of the Chaznish, that there is a concept of Chilik Matanis doing more than one matnes dam, even by Zriga Shleibim Kaimai, and therefore the Chaznish says that's what the din with Meisa would be. If Chatoyis Apnimiyis would be Kosher Shleibim Kaimai, you still need to have four matnes dam liikuva. And the same would also be true according to Beit Shammai, since Beit Shammai holds by Chatoyis Achiktenyis, two of the matanis are ma'akev. If we assume that Beit Shammai agrees to the din of Shmuel, and he also holds that Zrika Shleibim Kami 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 Dami, then a karach, that which Beit Shammai holds, that you need two matanis on the cornice of the Mizbeach for the kapara, is not the pshat that the Torah was makbid that two of the cornice get dam on them, because if so, how could Zrika Shleibim Kami be good? No cornice get any dam on them. A karach the hachmada would be dafka b'minyan matanis. According to Beit Shammai, the Torah is makbid that you need at least two matanis. The way the Torah tells us that is by using the word kronis. That's where l'chatchil the dam is supposed to be, and the Torah says kronis six times to tell us that two of the matanis are ma'akev. But again, it's not the pshat that it's ma'akev that the dam has to be dafka over there on the kronis. If even Zrika Shleibim Kami accomplishes a kapara, a karach the Torah is just telling us that two of the matanis are ma'akev. Therefore, even if you do a Zrika Shleibim Kami somewhere else on the mizbeach, and it works for kapara, but you need a second matana, two matanis would be ma'akev by Zrika Shleibim Kami as well.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.